Weiter in Shaspir, I'm of a comment of Kuf Yud Ches, speaking about Kuf Yud Zanim Abiz, but about Amad Abiz, but a Mishnah. Again, we're continuing on with stealing people's fields. Now, Shatfanar, let's say a river came and I stole a field, the river came and just washed over this field and destroyed this field. Then, Omer Lo, I can now say to you who owns it, Hare Shechol Fenecha, oh, that's too bad, but you know, here, your field's right in front of you. What do you want from me? It's right here. It says Rashi. It comes over the whole field and it ruins it. All right, so here, this is yours. I'm gonna pay you nothing over here because the karka can't really be stolen. It's not even to be nigzelis, even when I take it. And therefore, it always remains to you, and you got to deal with it. Someone goes and steals a field from his friend. Ushtafa nar, and the river comes and overflow and floods it. I have to now give another field. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The Chum say that you could say to him, here, what that belongs to you is in front of you. What do you want from me? Enjoy it. Like we mentioned before, this is mostly Rashi brings from Shavuos. Sorry, Shachol Fenecha. Kasev Karka Inu Nigzelis V'Chishat Fenar B'Shusei Demar Kama Hayikayma Kayama. It was in your, you know, your Rishos. Okay, now my question: what exactly is there Machlokas? Rabbi Eliezer Darsh Ribui Umiutei. Wow, we've seen this a few times in Shas. The difference between whether Dashing Ribui Umiut versus when versus somebody who Darshins, Riboy Miut or Klal Uprat, as we're going to see. Now, Rabbi Lazar Darsh Riboy Miute, he comes, he Darshins Riboy, and he Riboy is when you have an amplification. Something gets Riboy, Marbe, more. Miut means that it's a limitation, it limits it. So he goes and he puts, as the Pasuk says, when you have to return something that you stole, the Chichesh Ba'am Yiso Riboy, when the Pasuk says, and he lies to his friend, meaning because you either I borrow from you or you left something by me and I lie, that is a reboy. And then that's just a general principle over here, saying anything that's taken, this is metalton or even land or even karka, can be acquired if I go and I steal it. Bipikadon, then this is bipikadon, when it's maid it, in particular this, it's limiting it. And then o mikol, asher yishava, I love the shaker chaz of reboy, and then after his or regarding anything that he swears falsely, that's a reboy again. That anything can be acquired through gneva. So there you have it, reboy umiet v'reboy. It was amplified, and then it was limited and amplified again. Reba ko, that comes to include everything, and it's coming to include only one thing. Am I Rabbi? Then what is it that it's including by saying this? Rabbi called me. It's including everything, even karka. That's something you get stolen. And therefore, it's got to be returned. You can go, you can steal it, and it's going to work. Rashi says, "Vafila karkos l'shvua ulei shavon." My miet, what's it coming to be? Mamait. It's got to be my something. It's a miet shtaros. It's excluding shtaros, which is something which is not at all similar to the other things that are mentioned in the pasuk. The pasuk speaks about cash money, talks about kalim, talks about donkey, talks about chamor v'shor, those things. But when it comes to shtaros, this thing doesn't have value by itself, therefore that's not going to be included. And he's not going to have to go and pay for that. So that is one side, the side of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbanan darshi klali prati. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it says land is in the possession of the ganav, and therefore he has to pay. Rabbanan darshi klali prati v'chichesh klal is a general rule, but pikadun prat, specific, omikol chazav kalal, klal prat to klal, and iata don elekina prat, you can expound the rule only to include things that are similar to the prat, the specific thing. Ma prat davar shematalta v'gufa mamon, just like the prat, the specific things mentioned over there, of the pikadun or of the loan, are things that are metaltalin and they themselves have value. Af kol davar, so to anything, a metaltal v'gufa mamon, anything that is metaltalin and its value itself. Yotzu karkos, excluding karka, shemetaltz, not metaltalin. Yotzu avadim, shehukshu lekarkos, and it's also excluding avadim, which is hukash to karka. Yotzu shtaros, sha'afal pi shemetaltalin, vila metaltalin, ain't gufan mamon. They themselves are not actually mamon. We saw this earlier in the Masechta as well. So according to the Chachamim, land is not including things that to return the stolen things, and that means that stealing it doesn't really, you don't get it, and therefore hine shalchalufanecha. The hadatanya, I, and that which it says nabraisa goes to the sapara. Someone steals a cow, ushtafanar, and then the river grabs it, and, you know, just takes it. Chayiv lahamid lopara, it's going to give him another para, another cow. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, this is what Rabbi Eliezer, chamam would say, harishalchalufanecha. And the Shechofenecha, Hassam, B'maikam, what are they arguing with over there? They have a machlokas over there, even though it's metaltalin and it has intrinsic value. What's going on? I'm a real puppy. Hassam, I skin. What are we dealing with? Shagazel Sada Mechavero. No, he stole a field from it. Sada Mechavero. And Vehaisa, and on the field itself. Beep, turn the page, Kofiches. Para revutzabo. There was a cow that was crouching down on the field, shtafanar, and then at that moment, that's when it got swept away. And the Rebbe Elazar Latame, Rebbe Elazar goes into his pshat over here that he says that you, when the person goes to steal the land, he gets it and forgets the stuff that comes along with it. The cow also, you can be chayiv. Rabbanu Tamayu goes going to their reasoning that no, and you take it, you didn't take anything, therefore you didn't take the stuff with it either. Therefore, it's not going to be chayiv. Zok the next mishnah. Gozel is chaver. Someone goes and he steals from his friend. Oh, shehilve. Or he borrows from him, or let's say someone left something by him to watch by Yishuv. If it's in Yishuv, this is a place where people are living. The Loyach Siloba Midbar, you're not allowed to return it to him in the Midbar. I give you my watch to watch, and now we're out in the Midbar, and you're like, you know what? Here, take it back. Bro, what do you mean? The Midbar is a place that's not a shomer place. It's not a safe place to keep things. Now they're out here, and you want to, like, get rid of your responsibility. You're going to be guarding and give it to me there? Nay, you're not allowed to do such a thing. I'm going to ask, let's say it's a Midbar, but let's say he accepted the money or this deposit. I'll deny that he can go out to the Midbar to give it back. Yachsev lo Midbar, then he's able to go ahead and return it to him in the Midbar. Says the Gemara, frek the Gemara, ureminu, but we have a braisa which says, milva mishtalemes b'chol makom, a loan can be paid anywhere. A veda would be called an e mishtalemes b'chol, but a veda, something that's lost, or a pikadon, something that's the deposit can be given only in its place. So that means to say that it's mutter to pay a loan even in the Midbar. Go again. So mishtal, Rabbi Achkarmus means to say, milva nitna litava b'chol makom, that means to be pay a loan that can be demanded anywhere. That is, no matter where the lender wants it, the borrower has to do it. But the borrower can't say that, just like the lender can refuse to accept the payment in the Midbar, so too the borrower can refuse to give it over there. No, you can't do that. You have to be able to give it whenever when he's tovea, but you can't just give it to whenever you want. But an aveda, a lost object, or a pikadon, that is something that can only be demanded in its place, where it is. The what the Bryce is coming to say is not to matir the borrower to repay wherever he wants. It's to allow the one who's lending to demand wherever he wants, and therefore it's not a stida anymore. Amanas latzis b'midbar, if he accepts the money or the pikadon, al tenai, al manas, in condition that he's gonna go, that he will go out to the Midbar to give it. Then he can go and give it to him even in the Midbar. If he says Gemara, Pshita, obviously, like, why would you thought differently? Lo tzricha da amar le, we need it in a case where we don't need it except for where the one who leaves it, who deposits it, let's say you leave your watch by me. When you come to leave it over there, you say to me, Lehave hai pikadon, gabach da anu le Midbar nefikna, this should remain with you because I'm going to the Midbar. Va amar le ihu, and then I say back, anu le Midbar nami bino le Midbar, I also have to go to the Midbar. The Mishnah is telling us that since I told you that I'm also going, it's like I said straight out, if I want to return it to you over there, then I'm allowed to return it to you. Zok the next Mishnah. I stole from you. I come and I say to you, hey, I stole from you. Hilvisani, or I say, you lent me money. If kadata etzli, I say, you left a watch by me. I just don't know if I give back to you or not. Chayv l'shalim, now I'm going to have to go and I have to pay. I say, I'm admitting the fact that I did. I just don't repeat it back. Aval imam melo, but let's say I say to you, any odeim gizdaltich. I don't know if I still feel melo sani in kadatutzli any of these things. Then potter mashalim. I'm going to be potter from having to pay. It's not about this. Says Gemara, itmar manali biyadacha. If somebody says, you owe me a mana. So you come to me and say, hey, Gav, you owe me a mana. And I say, I don't know. Ravuna Rav Yehuda Amri Chayev. He says, Chayev, Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Amri Pater, Pater. Ravuna Rav Yehuda Amri Chayev, Bar Vishem, Bar Yadav. You're certain, I don't know. Therefore, Bar Yadav, I have to pay you. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Amri Pater, I'm Pater. Because oki mamona bechesed mari, you leave the money in the chazaka of the owner. The chazaka said it's my money. And that which Rav Huna Rav Yehuda said that you have to pay because Bar Shabbar Yadif. Tanan, 1 second, we learned in the Mishnah. Well, Imam Rav says, "Any odayim will be sani pater." I don't know that I lent you. If you lent me money, then I'm going to be pater. Hechidami, what's going on? Elam the lo katavale. If you want to say it's where the lender didn't come and demand that I should pay him, because he's also not sure whether or not, and that's the reason why I'm going to be pot there. Reisha namid lo katavale. And then you have to understand that the Mishnah's first part about somebody who admits that he borrowed money but is unsure whether he paid it back is also talking about where the other one didn't demand it. So am I chayiv? That's true. Then why should I be chayiv? No one's asking for it. Look at the kavale. It must be that the Reisha is talking about where he was demanding it in the Seifa also. Because on the Seifa, put the Mishnah, and the Seifa says he's going to be pot there from paying over there, which goes against what Funer of Yehuda say that in the case of Bari Vashema, Bari Yofta, they have to go and you'd have to pay. It's Gemara low. We're talking about a case where there was no demand. Nobody demanded for the money over there. And we have, I'm unsure whether, you're not sure if I owed the money. And that's why and the second one is going to be Potter. The Reisha, Beba Lotse Sidei Shamayim. The Reisha says to pay, that's talking about to get out of, Bidei Shamayim. It's saying that even though the core is not going to be Mechayven to pay, but since he's certain that if I come and say to you, I borrowed the money, I have the money, whatever, then I want to pay it back. I wouldn't be Chayev from Medina Yodam. Medina Shamayim, it makes sense to get myself out of this. Okay. Now, Itmanami also says, I'm Rabbi Chibar, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Omer l'chaver, someone comes to his friend and says, money libiotcha, you owe me a money. So you come to me and say, hey, you owe me a money. V'halo, Omer, and I say, what? Any of day, I don't know. Chayim. But, let's say, see, the Shamayim, if he's one who wants to be, Chayim, b'ba, let's say, see, the Shamayim, if I want to be, Yosef, the Shamayim. Even though Rav Yochanan was the one that we said before, that Rav Nachman of Yochanan said he's going to be putter because it's a suffix about it, because we say okay, mamona becheskes mari. Over here, he does say that if you want to get out of an issue of shamayim, so go ahead and pay it off. Zek the next Mishnah. Hagoza hagonev tlem min ha'eder. If I go and I steal a lamb that's coming in the eighth, it's in a flock, v'chziro, and then I return it. But I don't tell you. Umosa nignav, onignav, and then it dies or it gets stolen. Chai bechruso. Then I am now chayev to pay you for it. Lo yodu ba'ilim, lo b'ginev aso v'luchaj aso. Unless the owner never knew I stole it either. I stole it or returned it. Umanu es atzon u'shleimahi. And then he counted the stone. He saw that it was shalim. It was fine. It was complete. And so he has it. Then Potter is going to be off the hook. If anything happens to it afterwards, that's considered like totally returned and everything's good. Now, Amar Rav. Ladas, if it was stolen, I stole from you, and you knew about it. You knew that I stole it. You knew that I stole it. Then sarich ladas sarich das. Then you need to have das when I return it. Shalol ladas, if you stole without you knowing about it, then minyan poter. Then even counting it will pater. It means if you one day go and count it, if I return it, you don't even know I stole it. And therefore, you didn't even know I returned it, but you're there and you count it. That's enough that it's like it's now back in your position. And according to that, when the Mishnah says, and he counted it and he saw that it was complete, that it's a pater, a seifa. It's going on the seifa. Now, Shmuel Amar, Bein Ladas, Bein Shalodas, whether if I stole it and you knew about it, you didn't know it, Minyan Poter, it's still going to be Poter. Chikatani Umanu Vishleima Poter Akula, it's going on the entire Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar says, Ladas, if I stole it and you knew about it, Minyan Poter, it's going to Poter, Shalodas, but if it's without you knowing about it, Afilu Minyan Naimi Lutzarech, you don't even have to count it. It's not even necessary. It's returned and done. V'chikatani umanu satzon v'yishleima. I wish it's only going in the reisha. Rav Chista Amar, he says ladas. If I stole it in a way that you knew about it, minyan poter, counting it is going to be poter. I don't have to even tell you they returned it. Shalol ladas. If I stole it in a way you didn't even know about it. Tzarech das. Then returning it you need to know they returned it. Meaning I have to tell you they returned it. V'chikatani umanu satzon v'yishleima. And when it says that it counted in v'shalim, I reisha. It's going in the reisha. Amar Rav, this last point of Rav Chista, let's understand a little more. Beep, turn the page, Rav Chista, my base. My time, Rav Chista. What is a pshat of Rav Chista? Why is it that even Nadas, Lo Nadas, they have to go, he's saying a little different than everybody here. It says, Gemara, hol ve'an kita nigre brareis bariyasa. That is because when the stolen animal, now it got used to something, it needs extra protection. Rashi says, Lamed the Lutzes, chutz. Learned how to go out and have needs of greater shimur. Lomiz Dariba, since the elders don't know, they're not careful with Havala Das, Minyan Poter, counting in a Poter, Share, Kiru, Shenignava, Vechziro, Me'achshav Yizor, but now he knows that it's there because he knew it was stolen. He's going to be extra careful about it. Now, Umiyam Rava Hachi, did Rava really say this? Did Rava really say that the Lacha goes according to Rav Chista? Because that's like Rava's the one who brought Rav Chista. Vama Rava, Rava said, Hi man, de chazil lechavir da agba imra me'edra didei. Let's say some person saw somebody come, his friend pick up his sheep from his flock and he wants to steal it. The Rama bekala, and he yelled at him. He's like, hey, v'shadri, and then he throws it down. V'lo yada ihadri yilo adri. But he doesn't know whether he returned it or he didn't return it. Umeis anignav, and then it dies or gets stolen. Chayev achrusa, he's going to be chayev to pay back for it. My lav, afal gav, the money. Are we talking about here by Rabbi's case that even where he counted it and he found that it was good, he's still going to be chayev? And for the Gemara, lo, the low money, that's going to be a case where he didn't count it. Umiyama rav, achi, really, but does Rav really say this? Rav's, that was what we just said with Rav. Rav's opinion was that if the owner knew about it was stolen, then the ganav has to let him know that it was returned. And if the owner never knew about it, then his counting is enough. Rav says, if you return it to the eider, the flock in the desert, then he's yotze. But over there, nobody told him about it. He didn't even know about it. And it wasn't counted. Rashi sheishlo lebala bayis v'midro yotzav alfa gav deleka lo ledas v'lo minyan. There's no counting on it. V'rav lo sagile b'lav chad mihan. Rav is not good with at least one of them. Amrav chanan b'abba moda rav b'rikosa. Rav is moda when it comes to rikosa. Rashi shetle nikarhu. Kishenignav v'nikarhu leroa b'midbar kishenitosaf alzon v'afilu lomana. It's talking about a spotted lamb. And therefore, he knows about it and it's recognizable. And that's what Rashi is saying over here, that it's recognizable when it's stolen. And it's recognizable to the roa in the midbar when it's nitosa falzon, when it's given back a few lamana, even if he didn't count it. Let's say we just saw four different ways of understanding what's going on here. Let's say that this is actually Machlokas Tanoim. Hagon of Tlemenator, if somebody goes and steals a sheep from a flock, Vasilim in a kiss, or somebody says a sella from a kiss, from a wallet, Lamakum Shagan of Yaxa, he's to return it to the place that he stole it. Right? That's the only time he's going to be off the hook. Even if he doesn't tell the owner, Omer, Tsarch Das Bailam, needs Das Bailam. He has to tell the owner that he give it back. Savru de Kuliyama Islu of Yitzchak. Now, those who are bringing this down say that everyone must hold. Like Rav Yitzchak, meaning both Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva. Dam Rav Yitzchak says, Adam a person checks his pockets all the time. Like people are always checking their pockets. This is a famous Gemara, to me at least, above Metzia, Chaf Aleph. They're always checking to make sure that he has his money over there. My lav, besela ladas, of a book to Rabbi Shmuel. So the person not talking about a case of a seller that was stolen with das, and therefore this machlok Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva is in this. La Basela Das Ubapuk the Rav Shmuel, and it's jumping into the machlokas of Rav and Shmuel. Meaning to say that Rabbi Shmuel is going to go like Shmuel, that even if the owner knew about it, once the ganav gave it back, then he's pater from any sort of chiyav as soon as the owner counts it and he finds that everything's over there. And so that would play out that the coin, the case of the seller is stolen from the wallet. The ganav is no longer chayav once he gives it back, since we can assume that the owner, he touched it and he counted it afterwards. Rabbi Kiva, he goes with Rav, who says that if the owner knew about the ganeva, he also has to be told about it being returned. So even if the owner counts his money right afterwards, he's still going to be chayav until he actually tells him. So, and are we not talking about betleh, shalola das, of a book to the Rav Chisra of Yochanan, that we're talking about a lamb that was stolen without the guy knowing about it, and therefore this Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva are the machlokas is in Rav Chista and Rav Yochanan. As Rashi tells us that, the Rabbi Yishmael, the Amar Lamakom Shaganav, they says if to Yachzer Ki Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar shalola das, afilu minyan lo tzarech. That according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says you have to return it to the place that it was stolen, he holds a Rabbi Yochanan that says shalom v'das. If it wasn't done with das, even minions you don't need. Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Chista da Amar shalom v'das sarich das. Shalom v'das needs das. Says the Gemara. Hold on 1 second. That last part at least is coming against it. Amar Rav Zvid Mishir Darava Begonev. Rashi switches his lashon. Begonev Mirshas Milem. It's talking about where one steals from the owner's rishos without him knowing about it. Kuli amalo pligi, the Rav Chista. Everyone agrees with Rav Chista that you have to go and tell him. He has to know. And over here, what's the machlokas of Shomer Kiva? The machlokas is whether someone who's a Shomer who steals an animal that was given to him from his own domain, that can return it to the place where he stole it without telling the owner. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Kiva Savar Kalsa Lo Shmir. So he says that his shmir is over, and therefore the owner has to be told. Rabbi Shimon Savar Lo Kalsa Lo Shmir. So his shmir isn't over, and therefore his knowing about it is already enough. Meaning himself, the shomer itself, the owner, doesn't actually have to know about it. We got ourselves another machlokas tonight. Perhaps that we saw there's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. The Rav says that the guy has to tell the guy that he give it back. And Shmuel says, as long as he counts, it's good enough. Lema minyan poter tanayi. The fact of his counting is going to be poter from having to say something is also machlokas tanayim. The Tanya wrote in the Braisa, Hagozos chaver v'yevliyolo b'chezba. Unless someone goes and steals his friend. And then later, when he pays him back for something else, he goes and he puts in the money that he stole. Tanichada, one says, Yatza, he's Yotze, returning it, and doesn't have to actually say anything. Vatani Dach, then one says, Lo Yotze, he's not Yotze. Savrua, the Kuli Amma, Islu, the Rav Yitzhak, the Amar. We're of the opinion that everybody holds like Rav Yitzhak, who says, Adam Osir, the Master, Shakisa, Rechol, Shabashal. People are always checking their pockets. My Labakam, if this is what they're arguing over, the man, the Amar Yotze, Savra Minyan Pota, the one that says Yotze, says that counting is enough, and therefore he counts because people are checking their pockets. Someone that Leo says, "Savrim minyan ain't a potter." Says it's not going to be potter. So machlokas tanoim. Says the Gemara, Amri Yisvir long Rav Yitzchak. If we would really hold like Rav Yitzchak that a person is counting his money all the time, Kuliam lo pligi dominion potter. Then Kuliam, everyone would be maskim that the owner counted the money that was given back to him, and then counting is going to pot to the person. Ella, but Rav Yitzchak, actually arguing in the word of Rav Yitzchak. Mar islay de Rav Yitzchak, one holds of Rav Yitzchak, and Mar lesley de Rav Yitzchak, another one does not hold of Rav Yitzchak. Another way of understanding it, Yibai Sema, the Kuliyama islay de Rav Yitzchak, really everybody holds of Rav Yitzchak. Velo kasha, still sound a kasha. Ha, the money verama libikise. The first brisa, which says that the ganav is yotze just by giving it back and adding it in, it's talking about where he counted the money and he put it into the guy's wallet. Rashi says, lo yotze, the money, the gazlin, verama lide, the nigzal, hilkach ikalamimber, the shlichuze, the velomanim. It's put it in there and the guy didn't even count it. Baha, the money, verama lide. And the second one's talking about that says that the ganav is not yotze. He's talking about where he counted the money and put it into his hand, right? And that is Rash. The one who got the money stolen maybe would have kept the money in his hand until he gets home, and then he put it into a box of his other coins, and he wouldn't know that it actually gave him any extra money because he never counted it. Or we go with the number four. Vibai Sam, or we could say Edi Vidi, the money Veroma Bekise. Both the Bryces are talking about where he counted the money and he put it into the person who he stole his wallet. But still not a steer, because Ha de Isle Zuzi Achrini Bekise, Ha de Lesle Zuzi Achrini Bekise, the second Bryce that says that the Ganav, he's not Yotze Zayin like this, is where the person that got stolen from had other money in the wallet over there, and therefore he had no way of like knowing or counting it. The first person which says that he's Yotze Zayin is where he didn't have any other money over there. Therefore, when he counts it, he's going to know that he got his money back. Zok, the next Mishnah. Now we see some things that you're not allowed to buy because we're nervous that maybe it was stolen. Ein lochin min haroin semer v'chalav gedim. You can't take from a roe, from a shepherd. You're not allowed to buy from him wool, milk, or baby goats, right? Because, again, we're worried that maybe it was stolen. V'lo mishom et paris, esim et paris. You're not allowed to take those who watch over wood or fruit. You can't go and buy from that stuff of Alochim and Hanashim, Klei Sam Rabbi Yehuda, but you're allowed to buy wool from the women in Yehuda. These are the married women that are in Yehuda. Rashi says, Zuhi Malechas Hanashim, Hein Atzim Oso Samochus, Ledas Baaleim, who this is with the das of their husbands, who Klei Pishtan Begalil, and linen in the Galil, Vagolim Basharon, and you're allowed to buy calves in Sharon, Vakul and Sharmu Lahatman. But if any of these women told a person, you know, about it, like, oh, make sure that you hide it, don't let anybody see it, then Asr, it's going to be Asr to go and to buy it, because obviously there's something going on here that's not okay. When it comes to chicken and eggs, v'lochem beitz and v'tarnagolim, v'kol makom, you can buy eggs or you buy chickens. No matter where you is, you good. You can go and buy it. Tanu Rabbanan, ein lochem min haroim, v'lo isim v'lo gedayim. You're not allowed to buy from roim, from shepherds, goats or baby goats. V'lo gizim, v'lo talushim, shel tzemer, or gizim, that's the stuff that's sheared off the shearings, v'lo talushim, or stuff that was torn off of the sheep, this type of wool that was taken off of. Alochem im tfurin, which you're allowed to buy from them, garments that are sewn, that are tough for. Mipnei shehein shalhen, because these belong to them. V'lochem mehem chalav u'givina b'midbar. You can buy from them milk and cheese that's in the midbar, that's out in the desert. V'lebishuv, but not in a habited area. V'lochem mehem arba v'chamish tzon. And you're allowed to buy four or five sheep at one time. Arba v'chamish gizim, four or five gizim shearings. Aval lo shtei tzon v'lo shtei gizim, but not two sheep or two of them, the shearings. Rabbi Huda Omer. Right, because why you can't you buy the two? Because if he's selling four or five, it doesn't make sense that he stole them. Like, that's too much. But two or three, two, then we're worried that it's probably stolen, because he wouldn't be nervous to go ahead and to steal that amount. Two at a time, maybe he would steal. Rabbi Huda Omer, Baisos, Lochen Mehem. Baisos are sheep that are domesticated sheep. Then you're allowed to buy it from them. Rashi says that, what are we talking about over here when we say Baisos, that you can buy from them? It's talking about Sha'arei Balabais Yodea Minyanim, he knows their count. Midbarios and Lochemem. But if they're out in, you know, the midbar type, then you're not going to buy from them, because that they don't know the count. Basically, it's going to go noticed if you buy one, if you take one, if you steal one, and the other one's not going to be noticed. That's why you can't buy them. So, Kol Shadavat Kol Kosha Roa Mocher Balabais Margishbo, anything that if sold by the shepherd, the owner who actually owns it is going to notice it. Lochem hem, you could buy it. Ein markishim, but if you wouldn't notice it, then ein lochem hem, you're not going to go buy it from him. Amar mar, lochem mehen, arba v'chamish tzon, arba v'chamish gizim. You can buy four or five of the sheep, or four or five of the shearings. Hashti yesh lomar arba zav nina chamishim b'bay. If you can buy four, then why would you say five? Amar v'chista, arba mitoch chamisha, means four out of five of them. That means that, let's say, the entire flock was five sheep. You can buy four of them at the same time, because you wouldn't go ahead and steal four, you know, out of five of them. Some say, four from a small flock and five from a bigger one. Ha gufakash, that's a kasha, because Amrit, you said, arba v'chamesh tzon, arba v'chamesh gizen, arba v'chamesh in, aval shlosha lo. Ema sefer, but the sefer says, aval lo shtayim, shtay tzon, ha shlosha zavini, you're allowed to do three. So the first one's implying you can't do three. You can do three, and the other one's saying you can't. Lo kasha. Ha b'baryasa, ha b'chichishasa. The second part of the baryasa, which allows, even three, is talking about if you have healthy sheep. The other one's talking about where you're only by four or five. It's talking about where they're weak sheep. When it comes to the healthy ones, he's watching them and being careful, and therefore he's going to notice if even three are taken. When it's shvacha ones, he doesn't notice it as much, and therefore, even if he sells three, he's not going to be able to notice what's going on over there. He's not going to notice that it was sold.